Alan.
Yes.
A question.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Not another question.
Another question. Other than war.
War.
In the last 115 years, which goes into the beginning of the last century, what, in your opinion, is the most significant thing, if you could name one, that has happened in that period of time? And it could be medical, it could be an invention, it could be almost, what is the most significant thing? And I've asked this question a number of times when I lecture, and it's amazing that the answers
I other get. Than war in the last 115 years, well, I think it's our ability to communicate. I think it's television, radio initially, then television, then the internet. I think what we have done as a human species is basically connect every single individual, if you want to, from all over the world. Well, you know, when I first started in television as a newscaster, you didn't have the ability. You had to take a film camera out into the field, do your story, process the film, edit the film, write the story, edit the story, put it on the air. Today, literally, you could take a camera the size of a very, very small suitcase anywhere in this entire planet, and within minutes connect to a satellite, and you could effectively broadcast to the entire world instantaneously.
That's interesting. There's no right or wrong answer here.
I mean, everyone
has their own opinion as to that. And I've asked the question, and yours is communication. I actually asked this question at Princeton recently, and one young lady stood up and said, Dr. Jonas Salk, the
polio vaccine.
And her argument was, and her dissertation was very well thought out. That is the most significant thing that's happened in the last 115 years. And I found that interesting. There's no right or wrong answer here. It's what you think. But it's fascinating because there have been elements other than war, because I believe World War II, actually World War I and II, in my opinion, which never ended. One never ended. It just carried over into two. And that 40-year period, I'm sorry, that 30-year period from 14 to 44, and it ended in 45, was the turning point of civilization, in my opinion. Okay, turning point, for lots of different reasons. But, and she was very emphatic about her position that it was the invention of polio vaccine, which turned the course of human history. And it was interesting. And she was vociferous in her defense of her position. Others have said different things, the invention of the jet engine and all the other kind of things. But communication, yes, that would be one, in my opinion, you probably are correct, because it's changed the way we think on the planet and the way we communicate. And we no longer we had people on the show who talk about children talking to each other. Well, those things could not have happened 30 years ago.
Jonas Salk with the polio vaccine, which basically cured what was called infantile paralysis.
Yes.
It's interesting. The PBS system in America has been airing the programs on the Roosevelts.
Yes.
And I watched one the other day on FDR. Franklin Delano Roosevelt,
yes,
who had contracted polio. As an adult.
That's correct.
Back in the 30s.
Yep.
Early 30s.
Many
I think
people
it was.
Did in the 30s because of health conditions, because of the depression, and other reasons. That significant. And by the way, many people did not know for many years that he could not walk.
Oh, I know.
And again, that could not be possible today, to your point about communications.
Right.
That would not be possible today. Could not be possible today. Then it was considered difficult to be able to admit to it. Today, it could be held as a plus for his courage, and it was extraordinary courage.
I suppose, we haven't got a lot of time, so we'll get back to this at some point.
Let's do that, okay? But
okay.
Thank you, Roland, for allowing me to challenge the question. We'll do it. This is like a game show. Call Sabatino at Roland Smith. Please stay with us. We're back.
America Weekend. Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Going to the doctor, then you better pick the right time. You see, if you're just going in for your usual physical or have a potentially painful procedure scheduled, there are times of day when the poking, the prodding, and the slide up on the table, please, it just won't hurt as much. Here's the science of it. Go to the doctor or the dentist in the mornings, not the afternoons. Go in the morning before 11. It has to do with the body's circadian rhythms or body clock. You see, pains are felt their least in the morning. Any poking, prodding, or pricking will hurt more in the afternoon. What's the cheap psychological trick? Scheduling an appointment with your healthcare professional. Trust me, go in the morning. And at that time of day, you might even enjoy it. Drop me a line at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Winona Howder, executive director of Food and Water Watch and author of the new book Zapped, Irradiation and the Death of Food, says a lesser known market will see dollar signs as American tomato farmers lose their livelihoods due to the recent salmonella outbreak. She says whenever there's foodborne illness, we always hear about food irradiation as the answer. But exposing dirty meat or vegetables to radioactive nuclear waste doesn't make food clean or wholesome. Food and Water Watch says rather than deceive the public that zapping food will make them safer, food industry and government should address the real problems in food production. Too fast processing lines, too long distances for food to travel, and filthy conditions at food processing plants. Just some scientific food for thought. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.